What's your beef with Minnie Minoso? He's referenced a couple of times in the book.
Oh, I just love Minnie because he's what did he play? 4 decades or 5 decades
I
in
think five
baseball? Yeah, I
decades,
think
yeah.
you're right. I think it's five.
50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and in the 90s, he had a pinch
Wow.
hitting opportunity for the White Sox, I think it was.
Amazing. Yeah,
Yeah.
his old team. That, well, I remember his baseball cards from the 50s. And I always liked his stats, you know. He was fast. He could hit over 300. He was not a slugger, you know. He wasn't one of those kind of boys that everybody paid attention to. So I liked him. I thought he was a great ball player. And then he played with my team for a while, the Washington Senators, when the Senators got reincarnated after they left town to become the Twins, the Minnesota Twins.
Yeah.
We got an expansion team in 61, I think it was.
Yeah.
And Minnie played with us for a while. I think it was like a cup of coffee, you know. But it was great to have him on my own team.
And then the Senators left for Texas and became the
That's
Rangers.
right.
And then
That's right.
the Nationals came in a few years ago, and they were actually in the postseason this year, the first time they had
Oh, really?
postseason baseball in our nation's capital since 1933.
Wow.
Just keeping you up to date on some of the other current
Yeah,
events.
thank
I
you.
was pulling for them, but didn't happen.
Well, I'm in baseball recovery. I gave up baseball 6 years ago, and I have not gone back to it since. So, one thing about the Nationals, though, we always called the old Washington Senators the Nats. That's what my dad told me they were called. He
Yeah.
said, "Well, son, let's hear the Nats play today."
Yeah.
And it took me a while. I thought it was GNATS, you know, the Nats, because they were always in last place. You know, Washington first in war, first in peace, last in the American League. So I thought, Nats, sure, GNATS. But then I learned finally that they used to be called the Nationals in the very old days.
Right. Their official name, I think it was, yeah.
It was.
Despite the fact that they were easily swatted to the bottom of the standings.
Easily.
Yeah. But Minnie Minoso was features in one of the stories as part of target practice.
Well, you know, murder is a sort of love. It's an expression of love. It's not the right way to express your love, but it certainly, maybe not always, but often is an expression of love.
Can you give us an example?
Sure, murder, suicide, husband, wife, you know, that sort of thing. Guy wipes out his whole family. He loves his family. He's just expressing his love the wrong way. From our point of view,
Right.
you know.
From his point of view, what do you think?
I think he thinks it's fine what he's doing, and that, baby, I love you, but this has got to be done. You know?
Always get these murder suicide folks always get the order wrong, don't you
I
think?
agree.
Yeah.
Suicide first, then kill
You know,
them.
that's
Yeah, I
yeah.
agree wholeheartedly.
Yeah, that's just
I've always said
something
that.
about their maybe they get the list
It's
wrong.
like dyslexia.
Yeah, exactly. I make a reference to the Minnie Minoso baseball card being shot by the kid in the basement. You apparently, I mean, this is ostensibly an autobiographical tale, and it's the first one in the book. Do you want to read that or speak
Oh,
to that?
sure.
I mean,
Yeah,
I'd, you
I'll
know,
read the first paragraph of that.
the first paragraph. You won't read more than the first paragraph of any of these stories.
Well, I'll read two paragraphs. Well, you're supposed to buy the book, damn it.
I got you.
Loss of a pet.
All right.
When I was 10, I got two things I dearly wanted: a BB gun and a pet hamster. I kept the hamster in a cage at the foot of my bed. After a while, I bought a girlfriend for him. But they started to copulate, and so we decided to move the cage down into the basement. That's where I had my BB gun range. At the range, I shot baseball cards, toy soldiers, and newspaper pictures of famous people I didn't like. I remember shooting Francis Gary Powers completely to shit. He was the guy in the spy plane who told everything. How the hell were we supposed to beat the Russians with thinks like that? As I fired away at the few remaining shreds of his gray forehead, I thought vindictively of Benedict Arnold, righteously of Nathan Hale. And I think we shoot Minnie a little later on.
all these great references that I had at the beginning of the interview about hamster cannibalism and coprolite sodomy and all this. You're leaving us hanging.
Yeah, we're covering it though, aren't we? Coprolite sodomy. I say that's coprolite dildo, isn't it?
Was it?
Yeah, I think so. Isn't that the title of it? Wait a minute. How everybody came to put on their coat. How everyone came to put on their coat, which is, of course, a mistake of number in pronouns. Antecedent must agree with what comes after. The antecedent is every one, singular. There is a plural possessive pronoun. It's plural. It should be how everyone came to put on his or her coat.
There you go. And referencing the time that most of these stories were to have happened, 50s or 60s, probably would have been his coat.
That's right, absolutely. Because as in French, when I was learning French in the 50s and 60s, we were taught if you're speaking of a room full of mixed male and female, use the male pronoun, always.
Yeah.
That was grammar. That wasn't prejudice. That was grammar.
Right. And, of course, in some cultures, certain words have a female or male connotation. El tren in Spanish is a masculine. It wouldn't be la tren.
Mm-hmm.
So the story, well, not the last story, but the first story in the book, about the hamster.
Let's talk about the hamster.
Did you have, what part of this, what percentage of this would you say is autobiographical? Is it any of it? Did you have a hamster named Dale when you were a kid?
I'd say about 150% of it is autobiographical. So that sort of twisted around so that, you know, it's not really autobiographical at all. Yeah, I had Dale. And yeah, I shot him. But it's been over 7 years, so... I mean, there's a statute of limitations, surely, on gunning down a hamster. And I didn't kill him. He didn't die.
You got him square in the head in the story.
Yeah.
And shot him because he was eating his wife. It was in his cannibalism going on.
Yeah. Well, I shot him because I wanted to. And that gave me an excuse.
Right. Yeah, there you go.